Yeah, you can say they have meaning in the sense that it's never just random for no reason. But more useful than looking at them for their meaning is looking at them for their effect. So the main, you could say, benefit or function of dreams is that they give you an experience which, like any experience, like waking experience, will create a certain disposition in you. Think of it as an energetic change. Like whenever you experience anything, whether you're awake or you're asleep, it changes you in a certain way. And it can be as simple as something like, you know, when you're trying to get somewhere in a hurry and you hit a traffic jam, it creates a certain disposition. Or if you're walking through a beautiful glade of flowers and trees and butterflies and all like that, it creates a different kind of disposition. But every experience, whether it's large or small, has, I guess you could call it an energetic effect. It rearranges you in a certain way. So when we dream at night, the same thing happens. It creates a certain energetic disposition which is useful because it has a way of preparing us for something that we're going to experience in waking life. And that's true whether you remember the dream or whether you don't remember the dream, whether you can interpret it and extract a meaning from it or not. Sometimes it's very helpful to have a translation or an interpretation, you know, make a meaning out of it. And in that case, then you'll find that that arises. Either you'll say, oh, I get it, that's about da-da-da-da, or somebody's around who can guide you to that. But if that doesn't happen, it's not to worry about, it just means you don't really need that. The effect of the dream is there, and it'll help. So whether or not you can translate it into a meaning, it always has an effect.
Did you say that the imagination works the same way?
Imagination. That's a really interesting question. Say a little bit more about what you mean.
So, in the same way that in the dream state, images come, the imagination sort of being a conscious creative place, and images come into it.
Yeah, so it's similar in that way, except I would just, I'm not so sure about the conscious part. Because as a creative person yourself, you probably notice there's a difference between when you're, let's say, fabricating something and those times when something arises and you don't even know where it comes from. So the fabrication thing is more of a conscious mental process, and it usually has to do with something which you can call personal expression. the other kind of imagination is something else that's more like dreaming. And it just arises, it shows up. There it is.
So you can say it's happening as much as anything else is.
Yeah. And of course, there's a further benefit when that is expressed, put out into the world, and can touch other people. So that people get touched by it, and that too has a mysterious effect.